11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
This is your host, Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran.
This is Future Dan from FutureDanger.com. How are you doing tonight, Ben?
Man, I'm ready to hit it. We got so much news. We got a great guest coming up. We got a giveaway. We got a lot going on.
So let's let people know how to reach us.
Well, we got a number. That's probably the easiest way. If you're listening live, yeah, this isn't just a podcast. This is a live radio show. So if you're listening to us live, 9 p.m. Eastern every Thursday night, call in number 619-789-6804. One more time, 619-789-6804, the phone number. Call us live. Of course, a lot of people these days listen on podcasts, and I as well listen to archives much more than live radio these days. It's just more convenient. You can easily find us out there on podcast land as well, but what do you think? Easiest way to find us is probably going straight to your website, right? FutureDanger.com.
We got every show from the Patriot Power Hour on FutureDanger.com/podcast-archive. Got them all there, Ben.
And if you forget that URL, just go to FutureDanger.com. Right there, I think it's the third column, about halfway down, you'll see Patriot Power Hour archive. And also something that we really want to use, it just got added, leave a voicemail. So if you're listening to this and you found that, there's a place where you can leave a voicemail. I can't wait till that first one comes through, Future Dan, because that'll be fun to get some voicemail that we put on air and answer some questions or have a little chat. That'll be fun.
Yeah, at this point, I hope it's a troll. Hope it's something funny ripping up.
Yeah, definitely. If you're a troll, we want you more than anybody. Exactly.
No, just kidding. We want love. We want hate. We want reaction. Anything's good.
Suggestions, questions. If you have guests that you know of that would be good guests for our show, anything. So awesome. So all right. Well, I mean, might as well get straight into the meat of the show. While we have some interesting different things going on here on Patriot Power Hour, I think really our bread and butter is the news and really analyzing and reviewing what's going on, especially in the bigger picture of things. So, hey, Future Dan, what do we got going on there at FutureDanger.com?
Well, I know you and I discussed the news report that came out this week. Chinese may halt purchases of U.S. treasuries. Sounds kind of esoteric if you don't have a financial economic background, if you're just a casual observer of the news. But what is the potential of of the Chinese halting purchases of U.S. treasuries, a.k.a. IOU notes for our national debt. What does that news mean this January 11th, 2018, Ben?
Well, let's put it in. There's so many ways to answer this. And as you know, I have a radio show that just talks about financial aspects. And I could talk about this for two shows straight. But let me try to break it down. What I think is there's two levels to this. Well, there's more than that, but I can at least bring it down to two levels. Number one, China stops buying the debt. Number two, China sells the debt.
Right.
Just stop. Just if they quit buying the debt, it would almost be apocalypse. But if they started selling it, would have a problem. Now they would be shooting themselves in the foot so like beyond repair if they destroyed the value of the dollar in the U.S. economy. But when war goes on, you sometimes you have to spite your cut off your nose to spite your face, especially if you can win in the larger war. So just the fact that they're stirring, and maybe there's rumors of them stopping the purchase of the debt. I mean, that's just a small inching towards what could occur, but it is a big piece of news. And if they actually do stop buying the debt, we're in huge trouble. If they actually sell the debt, especially en masse, we are in red alert.
So I got two questions for you. First, do you think this president has contingencies or is a one or two, three steps ahead of what it may mean if China halted, or if things got ugly, they start dumping treasuries? And the other, it's not a question, but a comment, is on Future Danger heat map right now, column two, just to the left of foreign-owned treasuries dumped, the piece of news China may halt purchase of treasuries, is low grade but trending news on Future Danger of war with China starting. We got two headlines. And since you brought up the topic of war, Chinese president issues call to the People's Liberation Army to be ready for war. He told them, don't fear death. Not something that you've ever heard a U.S. president tell the United States Army. Hey, guys, don't fear death. But apparently that's what the communist president of People's Republic of China has done this week. And, by the way, China's building a second foreign military base in Pakistan, which, the president has just, leveled terms with their aid's getting cut off. What did Pakistan do a minute later? Hey, China, here we go. Let's build out some seaports. Let's let your Navy extend into the Indian Ocean. Let's let you project power over the middle of Asia, the Silk Road. Simultaneous indicators, just low grade news. What do you think? What do you think of that, Ben?
There's so much to go into. However, I think America and China are on a collision course. It doesn't mean we have to go to a nuclear war Armageddon by any means. Anyone out there who might be a video game aficionado knows Fallout, the game Fallout from Bethesda, which is one of the best studios out there, came up with the end of the world, and it was China versus the U.S. We nuked each other into oblivion in like the year 2062. Hey, maybe this is some pre-programming. Maybe it's just a coincidence. Just saying. But I don't think we have to follow that course, but it is the natural course. The thing is, it used to be with the USSR, but there was a lot of, detente. There was a lot of mutual assured destruction. Now I feel as if there's new technology, in particular space, and I know you want to talk about some of those satellites and all the news that occurred with that, cyber. So it's not just nuclear war, mutually assured destruction. There's new layers to it, but it's still really mutually assured destruction. But I feel as if that, it's pretty apparent, China and the United States and maybe our allies, they may leave us at the last second or on a collision course. Doesn't mean it has to happen. Doesn't mean we can't reach out and actually work with them. But you got to remember, the dissidents and the people that would actually fight for freedom and liberty, they're dead. They were killed in the purge long ago in China. So they're kind of a lost country already. So, hey, that's my take on it.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, we have the Korean Peninsula that I believe we've raised that discussion for first 7 episodes of Patriot Power Hour. We're on episode 8 tonight. We got the Koreas talking to each other ahead of the Olympics. Seems like that situation's cooled off. But in the background, yeah, you know, throwing down the economic warfare card. What would it if this president has a strategy 2 or 3 steps ahead of the potential of a big treasuries dump? What could be up his sleeve?
This is where it's going to go, and it may have some short-term benefits. And you know me. I was never a supporter of Trump, but I actually thought he was a much better option than Clinton. Did not vote for him, but still thought better than Clinton. Think he's a very – if he has one thing going for him, it's his economic and business sense. So this is something he might have a strength with, right? However, he's very grandiose, of course, and it might even be necessary for us to have that type of, you know, very sudden but necessary attack posture with our economic policy. But what I'm trying to get to is he may institute instant quotas, tariffs, maybe not blockades per se. He's not going to shoot down things or submarine torpedo, blah, blah, blah. But that type of very, very aggressive attack on all exports from China, that would be his reaction. Maybe it'd be necessary. Maybe it would work in the short term. But that is only going to precipitate much worse things in the long run, in my opinion.
Let me give our listeners a heads up on a little tactic that I'm aware of through sources that the United States Navy may be asked to do, that would tell you with a certain lead time that things are going to places that they've never been before. Things are getting a little dangerous.
Okay.
If you ever hear about large U.S. Navy exercises, and it would probably be allied exercises, Japan and other regional actors, Australia being there, right out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, large, ongoing, out in the middle of nowhere type exercises, but they're right in the middle of the way of the shipping. Hey, this some
right seems like the middle of nowhere, but it's a
block.
It's a key highway. It feels like middle of nowhere, but it's a key highway.
It's a little opportunity for us to let the Chinese know that we're serious, and it would disrupt their ships, route them around, get them going other directions. That would be a lead-up event to what they call phase zero, where you're setting the stage and shaping operations.
I don't want no phase zero. All right, we'll be back, folks. Stick with us.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network. Sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Up on this Big Duke 6. God damn it!
I'm on the tree line bomb!
Big Duke 6, roger, Dub-13, standby.
Over to the Stone Age, son!
Dub-13, roger, there ain't some napalm down in the tree line. Can you get twisted around time to put it down there?
Right, 1-3, you were fixed to fuck with. What target? I'm
gonna suppress the mortar fire off the tree line down there.
Roger, here we go.
Good. Give it all you got. Bring in all your ships. Wing of breath. Big Duke 6, this is Dub-13. The jet's being bombed now. They've got about 30 seconds to on station. Get your people back and head down. This is going to be a big one.
Hey, miles like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? A whole hill. Smelled like victory. Someday this war's gonna end.
Do you want to build a website? Web-based Coding is a leading web design firm building websites since 1998. Veteran-owned and operated, Web-based Coding can build your website. They specialize in WordPress technologies. Develop a beautiful, pixel-perfect website that is stunning on computers, tablets, and phones. Web-based Coding can solve your business problems on the Internet, helping you brand or sell your product or service. This company excels in e-commerce through automation, user-friendliness, up-to-date security protocols, and well-written code. Do you have a WordPress website and struggle with it? Web-based Coding has programmers that can fix your site, speed it up, and add custom functionality. Call 239-362-6014 for a free consultation. Get a simple quote over the phone or visit webbasedcoding.com to view their portfolio and five-star testimonials. Do you want to build a website? It begins at webbasedcoding.com.
We are back with the Patriot Power Hour. Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. At this juncture, we're going to hit some headlines on the Heatmap
dashboard. Let's do it.
Column 3, stock market news. In addition to what you've heard on every network all the time about how great your 401k is doing because of record high marks in the Dow, there's another side to it, Ben. Stock allocations approaching dot-com levels. Risk appetite indicator hits all-time high as the world stock markets have the longest ever streak without a 5% correction. Global stocks most overbought since right before the 1987 bloodbath. Morgan Stanley, analyst, quote, people have a hard time even imagining how the market could decline. Okay, so as we ramp into all-time highs, just be aware, markets done this before, and eventually what goes up must come down.
It's basic physics. And to be honest, if you're a true student of finance like me, not to brag, but I have studied this by day. I'm a risk manager. Have a master's in finance. Not trying to say I'm a get rich quick type of guy, but what I'm saying, I'm the exact opposite. What you need to do is hunker down because things are so overbought right now. Whether that's bonds, whether that's the stock market, heck, cryptocurrency, as we've talked a lot on this show, you've seen it, it's gone down in the last week or two. I thought we should be selling it all the way up. Now, maybe I've been vindicated, and I'm not sure. Point is, even when things are going well, when they go too hot, when they go too high too quick, it's actually a bad thing. It's almost like if you really have a horse in the race, you don't want that horse to totally blow out all of its energy reserves in the first quarter mile when you got a mile and a quarter to go. You've got to be consistent. You got to actually have some fundamentals behind you. You need to not overstep your bounds. It's very dangerous. And let me say, nothing is following that type of rationale right now. It's actually very ridiculous.
And then if it's a horse race, of course, it's fixed because the central banks are could pop the everything bubble anytime they want to, right?
Well, this is it's really actually PETA needs to be involved. You know, this is absolutely abuse to the horses. They have already been injected with a lethal amount of, I don't know, what the opposite of horse tranquilizer. I don't know if it's,
amphetamine,
liquid cocaine or liquid, yeah. Some sort of some massive stimulant, and they're going to die. The horse has already run way further than it ever should have. They're still running, and people are still betting on it. I'm just like, yeah, no. That horse is going to die. Get me away.
Yeah. Yeah, and we got credit card debt hits all-time high. 37% of Generation X, yours truly a member thereof, says they won't be able to afford to retire. 37%. That's
probably
not
about
like what 60% happened.
60% for my generation. The
yeah.
other 40% just hasn't woken up yet.
The millennials will have an entirely different definition for retirement as they do many words. And then, you know, we got 10-year treasury yield hits a 10-month high. Low-level news, but
yep.
Maybe you can help us understand what happens if treasury rates really surged. What would that mean?
Okay. Break it down in some very simple terms. Most people that are listening, well, not necessarily, but a lot of people understand a mortgage or a loan that's pretty heavy. Let's use some basic numbers. Let's see if I can do math on air. It's always hard to do math on live radio, but let me try. Let's say you got a $100,000 mortgage. No one has such a low mortgage. Let's just say that. Let's say your interest rate is 4%. What happens when it rises, you know, increases to 5%? Is that a big increase? Is that going to crush you? Nah, maybe not. Now, let's flip over to the federal government, where our national debt is $20 trillion and our unfunded liabilities are another 60 plus trillion. When you raise an interest rate by just a 0.25%, instead of it just being $250 like it might be if you're a homeowner, or even $2,500, let's say. No, instead it's going to be $2.5 billion or something crazy. And that's just a tiny amount. Another thing I want to really put out there is we've already gotten the low-hanging fruit. I think I put this analogy out there on a couple shows ago. But you run a mile. Let's say, you know, I was an athlete. I know you were a ranger. You know what it's like to run 10 miles for time, not just 1 mile. But let's just say you're running 1 mile for time. That first quarter mile, you feel like Superman. You could run all day. What happens after that? You hit the wall, and then you really hurt, and you slow down very quickly. Right now, yeah. In terms of being able to raise interest rates without destroying the economy, we're like an eighth of a mile. We're not even – we went one straightaway in the curve, and that's about it. We have not gotten any further than that. So what I'm saying is they say they're going to raise interest rates. Good luck. If they do it, you know they're destroying the economy on purpose.
Yeah, and of course the rates of the treasuries are auctioned, and the market has a say. And when nobody wants to buy, including the bank, People's Bank of China, you know, the rates start surging. You're starting to see a worldwide market start to judge the sovereign financial situation of this country. And we carry it on Future Danger because treasury rates surging would come in the context. If today's headline is 10-year yields hit 10-month high. When you start to see headlines like a 5-year high, 10-year high, 15-year high, you're going to see this indicator stop being a green one and start to surge up into reds and blacks. It'll probably be in conjunction with a number of other column three economic indicators getting ugly for us. A couple other hot indicators, or at least interesting ones.
Can I interrupt real quick? I want to really put this forth. I know I kind of rambled. I went into some esoteric but very important points. I want to put this very simply for people. Always remember this. When bond prices go down, interest rates go up. Right now, we are at a 500-year high, or thereabouts, with the bond market, which means bonds are at the all-time high pretty much ever since they've been created in London, like 500 years ago. Like, that's essentially true, which means interest rates are lowest of all time. Do you expect us to keep at that level 500 years? Much longer? Heck no. And it's going to be a massive pullback.
Yeah.
I mean, interest rates are going to rise, and good luck with all that debt everybody's got.
Bond market crashes is a different future danger indicator. We watch.
Yep.
So, all right, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to make sure everybody knows bond prices go down, interest rates up equals everyone's getting squeezed.
Got it. So we got a few more minutes for the break to half. Flu's breaking out, Ben. We got severe flu, medical shortages, packed ERs, rising death toll, especially in California. CDC's coming out and saying, you know, this thing mutated and the vaccine. We don't even have to have discussion of vaccine right now, but for what it's worth, it's not working. We've got 18 dead in Dallas County, Texas. IV bag shortages in some hospitals. Just a little bit of a heads up, a little bit of a warning. The numbers of deaths are not outside of normal ranges yet, but it's early this season. Another piece I want to talk to going in the break, Ben, clandestine space combat is something
future danger.
Classified U.S. satellite appears to have been, in fact, it was later confirmed to be a total loss after launched by none other than Elon Musk's SpaceX. This is a U.S. classified $1.5 billion satellite. Billions of dollars fell into the Indian Ocean, Ben. Secret briefings to Congress. What could they be talking about? So here's my perspective on this. Very, very, very difficult to understand and know whether there is combat operations underway above us, because it takes amateur astronomers really getting lucky to see anything that might even indicate that satellites are getting whacked. Launches are getting waxed, just too hard to see. Therefore, ergo, why wouldn't major powers in the world that are spacefaring nations take whack at each other's stuff once in a while? All I know is a very expensive satellite that was highly classified is it strewn across the Indian Ocean this week. That happened to us.
So, as you may know, maybe the listeners don't know, but I'm an insurance risk management professional by day, and some of my clients are involved actually with either the launch business or the satellite business. And let me tell you what, you're absolutely on target, but also I want to clarify something. If it was some sort of kill weapon or something that attacked it, it would not have been so clean. It would have been easy to see. But if it was some sort of interruption of the computer that separated a stage up there going Mach 20 or something crazy like that, and they were able to somehow hack that and cause that, then that is warfare, but it'd be so subtle. So it wasn't a kinetic warfare, but it could have easily been something like that. But I will also admit it could have easily been just a malfunction, someone screwed up. So I'm on all sides of that. I'm experienced in this type of thing. And to be honest, it is fishy. But I also think that it could have possibly just been somewhat screwed up. And maybe America needs to get our stuff together. And we're not doing what we should be doing. But on the flip side, hey, maybe it was something clandestine and they're playing us for fools. So you got to take it all with a grain of salt, I guess.
You never know. It'd be easy to conceal. Doesn't have to be kinetic. Could be information warfare.
Absolutely. So We're actually about ready to go to our break, and we got our guest coming up after the other side of the break. I do want to get a couple plugs in there. First off, this is the official radio show of FutureDanger.com. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go to FutureDanger.com. And our phone number, 619-789-6804. You're able to call in, talk with us. And I actually forgot to mention an important part. You could hit 1 on your dial pad and kind of raise your hand to speak with us. Probably should say that. Got to remember that. But we actually got a guest coming up on the other side, so we will not be able to take callers, but for the future. So anyway, we will be back. Let's see. Future Dan, can't wait for our guest. We will be back. Everybody else, stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Bill. Deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis, and there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. Murdered by the British with all of his men on the 25th of July, Anno Domini 1814. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? By giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it? Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup?
We are back. Patriot Power Hour. Hey, Future Dan, you still with us? Future Dan, where are you at?
Future Dan's here.
Roger, roger. All right, let's bring on our guest then. I do believe we have the one and only owner, creator of readymaderesources.com. Bob, are you there, sir?
Future Bob.
Yeah, Future Bob's here. I love it. Future Bob is there. We're so happy you're here. I hope you enjoyed the new commercial and whatnot we got for you. We really appreciate that you're able to be on the show with us tonight.
Yeah, excellent. I'm glad to be here. We definitely live in very interesting times. You know, with the technology mankind has developed, we truly live in an age that no people have ever lived in before, and it's so easy to take that for granted or not think about it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, how many people have ever been able to look at the clouds from the other side? It really is something that has changed the human dynamic unlike anything we can imagine. And the technological revolution that we are facing now is going to have so many benefits, but the possibilities for abuse will be widespread. And I think we see that today, that people are using this technology to to gain to themselves power, money, wealth, and they do it at the expense of other people.
Yep. It can be used for good. It can be used to help reach out or educate others, but it can absolutely be used to swindle to the nth degree. So you're absolutely correct.
To enslave humanity.
Oh, absolutely. To the final end.
Right, and there are forces that I heard you talking about. There are forces today we see that are moving towards that goal of enslaving humanity with technology. And the thing is that if you're aware of the trap that's being set around you, you can avoid some of the pitfalls of it and some of the dangers of it. And that's hopefully what we do as people who understand. The nature of things going on, that we can educate in some ways and enlighten and even give instruction on how to avoid the traps that are being set for people. And the traps, they ensnare people. And when you're in that gravitational field of that trap, then you're
absolutely
you lose your freedom.
Yep.
So what are you seeing today, Bob, in the news, long-term trends? You know, future dangers focused. I'm usually running it in a five-day window. All the headlines are rolling over within 5 days. Do you have a longer perspective with your business and the groups and people that you speak to regularly about preparedness? What are the things that are longer-term trends that you're focused on these days?
Several things I would say. As you presented that question, I think it was the Chinese that said, or the Russians that said, basically we like to play checkers and they play chess. It is a strategy game that we need to be looking at, not the next move, not the next quarter.
Yeah.
We need to look at
yeah.
historic trends. You know, if you read the history of all great empires, the last one probably being other than us, if you consider the Soviets an empire, the British an empire, the Portuguese an empire. You go down through history, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans. You go through all those empires, and they had a time when they reached their zenith, and the zenith, if you were living during that time, It was a great time to be alive. If you were living on the waning times of that empire, it could be very precarious, dangerous, it was not a good time to be alive. And I think today we see an empire that has overreached. Long term, you look at the debt. No nation can survive the debt we've accumulated to ourselves, even if it stopped today. Just making the interest on that debt is going to be staggering. It takes so much out of the budget, and it is going to cripple us. It is unavoidable. There is not
even
enough money to pay it back.
Even at 5%. Yeah, even at 2%, it's crippling, if they're going to raise interest rates. Yeah, right.
Raise interest rates, but then the unfunded liabilities, my Social Security, my Medicare, my Medicaid, that there is no money for. They have no money budgeted. The lockbox that's been raided long ago, and there never was a lockbox. The money was spent as it came in.
Exactly.
And as we have a decreasing population of younger people with an aging population, it's a disaster waiting to happen. There is not enough money to pay the bills. And a nation runs on its finance. The people in Washington, D.C. over the last 50 to 60 years have absolutely been treasonous when it comes to spending our tax dollars.
Yeah.
And it's going to kill our nation. That one thing alone. And much less the fact that there is no strength in diversity. There's strength in unity. I mean, every nation that has a unified principle, a unified language, a unified goals, that's a strong nation. When a nation is starting to have diverse opinions that are completely diametrically opposed to one another, that
yeah.
nation is in deep trouble. We have half a nation right now that voted for a crone that was willing to do anything. She has sold our nation out. She sold our men in uniform out. She sold her family out. She sold the women out that her husband raped. I mean, half the nation was ready to vote for this person. Somebody said, and I agree with them, we're in an 1860 moment and a 1913 moment with a Great Depression mm-hmm. on top of it. And I tell you, looking at history, I don't know if I can make an argument against that.
That's a rough situation without the Civil War on top, but you're absolutely correct. Man, that's...
there's a political civil war going on right now.
Let's talk.
I mean, you think of
let's
a great nation
solution.
Right now that seriously, seriously consider Oprah Winfrey for president. Think of that for a second. That's
we're
a nation that has absolutely lost its goal, and the polls show that if the election were held today, Oprah Winfrey would beat Donald Trump.
What do we do?
She might have to deal with those Harvey
Weinstein
kissing pictures.
Yeah, well, that's true, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, but think about that for a second. She would win the presidency of the United States. A joke. I mean, a total joke. So if you look at the long-term goals, which I think we should do, there are always short-term bumps on the road that we go along. But the long-term problems we face in this nation are pretty insurmountable, in my opinion. And I've worked with a lot of high-profile people. I've worked with a lot of people with a desk a lot bigger than mine, and I'll tell you, they've all said the same thing to me.
What are you doing recently, Bob? What's your focus for preparedness? You got the store, Ready Made Resources, selling all kinds of gear, equipment, supplies. What's new in that domain? What are you seeing anything that people ought to know about?
I guess what is a military doctrine? Shoot, move, communicate. You know, I think Americans, again, we take this technological wonder for granted, the internet and the cell phone, we take it for granted, but communication is absolutely crucial. Just about an hour ago, starting this morning until about an hour ago, our cell service, or the cell tower, went down in Monroe County, Tennessee. No internet, no cell phones. You know, I'm thinking, how many people are right now needing an ambulance? They can't get one. Yeah, well, they're going through withdrawals because they can't play their little game.
Well, that too.
They don't have anywhere to upload their selfies to. You know, so they're probably having a nervous breakdown. Someone hasn't looked at me in 5 minutes and given me a positive response back. But you know, if you have ham radio is the only effective way that people can communicate with one another outside of a networked system. A networked system being something that has to run through a computer. Your IP address on your computer, obviously, that's hooked into the grid. Your cell phone is the same thing. Both those are trackable also. The nice thing about ham radio is that there's no tracking it. There's no recording of it. I can send an email over ham radio that has absolutely no footprint whatsoever, ever. I mean, I can send it, and it's completely anonymous. Nobody can look back on it and retrieve it. So it offers a lot of privacy, even though it's an open frequency. Anybody that with a radio can listen to it and tap it. But you know, the thing is that in an emergency, ham radio will be your best friend. And I tell people that's probably one of the highest priorities. I would say that that I recommend for people to have in an emergency is being able to communicate with your friends and family. You know, the radios that you buy at the department store, even though they might say 36 miles on them, radio being something that operates on line of sight, I mean, my antenna basically has to be able to see your antenna. If there are hills, buildings, trees, whatever in the way, it doesn't do that. So the box might say 30 miles, but that's a lie. Most likely. Hello?
All right. Hey, we're about to get a commercial. My apologies. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Get some more talk on this. We'll be back.
want to know what it is. The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
We're back here live, Patriot Power Hour. Hey, we didn't timestamp this quite yet. January 11th, 2018. Future Dan, I know we already said Happy New Year once before, but hey, have you already failed some New Year's resolutions?
No, Ben, I'm solid. We got music, we got commercials, we got intros, we got outros, lots of Patriot Power Hour resolutions are being met. Now, a new resolution one weekend is to learn how to use them, but we'll get there. So, I got a question for our guest.
All right, Robert, let's bring him on. Bob, ready? All right, go ahead.
Mr. Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources at readymaderesources.com. Bob, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, it exploded in the first week of December. Is it money?
Well, in order to be money, it would have to have something of value. You know, anything can be used as a instrument of barter and exchange if it has value to it. I mean, I can trade you my carrots for your eggs, you know. That's a form of currency. So my question to you would be, what gives cryptocurrency its value?
I'll tell you my opinion, and time will tell whether digital currencies fulfill this vision or there's something else there. Is it Bitcoin or BitScam? We have an earlier show where Ben came up with an amazing metaphor where a submarine is deep in a expanse of ocean and the pressures on that hull are so great when that sub's starting to get down to the level where it's not rated to be. And it's creaking and it's stressing and the pressure's mounting. Imagine that's the fiat
global economy. Debt economy.
Economy.
The unlimited amount of debt that's been unleashed is the unlimited amount of the ocean pressure.
Right. That's the pressure. When that bolt, that first bolt, Bob, just goes screaming out of the side of that hull into the inside of that submarine and the water throws itself in. Imagine that's cryptocurrency. that for that brief moment in time before it all gets really bad, there is an outlet. There is a place. Now imagine with an economy during this president's first term, potentially with enemies at, in Wall Street and in the what Ben prefers to call the bankster realm, who want to see an end to his presidency, want to see him out the door at the four-year mark. And we encounter ourselves a little bit of a panic on Wall Street. Bank runs, stock market correction, all that stuff. Where is the safety valve? Where can people take wealth that they have in that regime and rapidly place it into a, something that may be appreciating at 100%, thousands percent? At the end of the day, after the wealth pours there, can it go anywhere else? Can it be transacted? I don't know. But the value of Bitcoin is that it's an escape valve from this fiat currency system. That's my opinion.
Temporary.
It's so overvalued that when
this, I want to say this is a temporary escape valve. I'm not saying it's permanent. I'm saying it's like a temporary thing where maybe you see in the real value and then it's going to collapse after that. But go ahead, Bob. I don't think it's permanent, but I think it's a symptom.
Well, I totally agree with you. I don't think it's permanent. And the thing is this, when you try to dump trillions of dollars in bitcoins or cryptocurrency or whatever it is into a system that you want to acquire something that does have intrinsic value, there's obviously not going to be enough of the product that has intrinsic value to it to dump all that fake currency in. And so you're going to see a condition where people are going to have to spend a lot more money to acquire what they want. And so you're going to find that cryptocurrency, I think, you know, just evaporate rapidly. In order to be money, it has to have something of intrinsic value. Electronic zeros and ones do not have an intrinsic value to them. I don't think we're going to break 6,000 years of human history where finance has been operated on that principle, trading something of intrinsic value for something else of intrinsic value, and the parties are basically mutually agreeing to the transaction.
Well, let me ask you this. Right now, JM Bullion, you can buy bullion, gold and silver, have it shipped to your house with cryptocurrency. It comes straight off of the exchange, and you can have it shipped to your home. In essence, as long as there's metal sellers available taking crypto, it's backed by precious metal.
It is until the realization hits that there's nothing really to back the cryptocurrency, because again, it's a perceived value. With cryptocurrency, it's a real value with gold and silver.
I think so, exactly. I think you've hit it, Bob, perfectly. It's the difference between money and currency. Cryptocurrency could be the currency of the month. If everyone accepts it, it lets the flow happen. That's fine. But do you want your wealth tied up in a currency that might switch overnight? Or do you want money? And that's where you're going with gold and silver. And I would say preps and land and skills are also money as well. But I understand where you're coming from. Cryptocurrency is currency, not money.
Yeah. I mean, night vision's currency. It's or money. It has something that a value that I can trade. A ham radio
long-term.
Is something I can trade. Food. If you want to find out what people do, I've traveled around the world. I've been in throughout the Middle East, Asia, all that. I've seen what happened when people get desperate, and it's not very pretty. But there's a book out called The Savage Continent. It's basically the post-war years of Italy and Germany, 45 to 48. What people did for food in that time, you have two of the highest evolved nations that ever existed. The greatest art, literature, science came out of those nations.
Right.
And yet,
definitely.
After 10 years of war, people were sending their children out to prostitute themselves to bring home food. I mean, it's a perception, a cryptocurrency. It's all it is. It's a perceived value. There's no defining limits to it. Gold and silver, food, you name whatever it is. If it's a tangible object, it has a denominatable value to it. Cryptocurrency, electronic zeros and ones. That's my opinion, but...
No, I absolutely agree. And the way I look at it is, how much do you trust the internet? I trust the internet to some degree, but definitely not with my life. In my opinion, cryptocurrencies are just as strong as the internet. Hey, it's been working. It's been beneficial, but I don't trust it. Though every day I wake up, I almost expect it to not be there.
Again, that's I think that's the whole purpose of my business. I started it's actually about 20-some years ago now. I started it because, you know, I think we are facing a situation that humanity probably hasn't faced in a very long time. On top of it, the technology we've talked about, we've built so much. The infrastructure is so complex that even small disruptions create major waves throughout the distribution system. And again, I think it's only prudent. We were talking about ham radio. You know, ham radio was used after 9/11 to reacquaint people that had lost their loved one. Was he alive or dead? We used ham radio during the fires of Tennessee, during the fires in California. Ham radio keeps people in touch. And that's why I say it's absolutely critical for anybody who has a mindset towards preparedness to get your ham radio license and to learn how to use ham radio. Because with ham radio, I have an effective footprint if there's a repeater nearby of about 50 to 100 miles. The radios you buy in the store, you're going to get about a half a mile out of them. So I strongly promote it. And again, the night vision thing. I sell the highest quality night vision you can purchase. We had an Army Ranger out here, John Lovell from Warrior Poet Society, and he did a night vision course with us. And I'm telling you, it just absolutely is. It allows you to be operative 24 hours a day instead of 12.
Hey, that might make the difference. I'm guarantee you, if everybody's in a stressful situation, what happens at night is going to make the difference of who lives, who dies, or who lives, you know, a comfortable life to some degree. Hey, we're ready to get out of here. Where can we find you again? Please give us your website and a little bit more.
It's readymaderesources.com. Readymaderesources.com. Phone number is 800-627-3809. If anybody has questions on our products, don't feel like you have to buy something to ask the question. Give me a call and I'll be glad to help you out any way I can. 800-627-3809.
Thank you, Bob. Absolutely. Thank you for your sponsorship of our show, A Future Danger. Really appreciate it. ReadyMadeResources.com. Great place. Thousands of products you can get to get yourself a little bit safer.
Talk to you later.
All right. We'll be back next Thursday night. Otherwise, folks, have a good week.
Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music. Like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. Get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. All you pay for is data. Visit an Xfinity store or click now to see how much you can save with Xfinity Mobile. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity internet service. Equipment, taxes, fees, and other charges extra. Limited to 2 lines pending internet activation.